Dina, our next guest, can I run some stats past you? Brisbane Broncos played 183 games, scored 142 tries, played 59 games for Wigan, scored 43 tries, 242 games at club level for 185 tries in total, played for Queensland, 13 games, scored 4 tries, played 11 games for Australia, scored 12 tries. What a player. He was a four-time premiership winner at the Broncos, and he was named in Australia's Indigenous Team of the Century from 1908 to 2007. An Indigenous Roundino. We thought we'd get on Steve Renoff.
The great Steve Pearl Renoff. Pearl.
Hey, how are you guys?
Do you air guitar? If no one's watching.
If no one's watching, I just say in the shower, we all have a thing, don't we?
And what would you air guitar to, Pearl?
Oh, I love a bit of Akadaka.
Oh. That,
Steve, that's what Dino would be doing, be ACDC, wouldn't you, Dino?
A couple of those Malcolm riffs, eh?
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, one of my favourites.
Hey, Steve, look, thanks so much for joining us. And it's timely, too, because obviously with Indigenous Round, which I think has been really embraced by the NRL public and indeed the wider public itself, and every game that I've seen so far, so I haven't been able to see all the games, but there's been a different element to the Indigenous Round that game has brought. What have you noticed, Steve?
Yeah, mate. We obviously, being up here, I went to Brisbane the other night and watched a couple, as you say, on TV. And I think that's what it's all about, especially this week, you know, being Reconciliation Week. It's around, you know, non-Indigenous people, just even by the presentations by the different clubs, the things that you can learn and just see and listen to the speakers about. And you know, that's what it's about. It's about just learning and appreciating, you know, the style of footy that the boys bring, you know, over the years, and the girls to rugby league.
There was one speaker last night on that theme that you were talking about, Stephen, and this lady was saying that we about respect for both for every culture, respect for your fellow man and woman. Gee, it resonated with me, and I'm sure it resonates with a lot of people, because if everything is born from respect, geez, the world would be a nicer place, Steve, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It is, and that's the exact word. If I get asked around respect, any acknowledgement then in respect and just understanding, to be honest. And look, the NRL, I've got to say, do a great job.
Yeah.
Pearl, we should never, I guess, forget or overlook the incredible influence that the Indigenous have had over or on rugby league for so many years. It's just been a tradition that has lived through eras and generations, and the great South Sydney players, and you go back to Balmain, the Larry Corowers
and Arthur Beetz.
Yeah. Arthur Beetz, and the list goes on. Steve Renoff. But it's an incredible list, and the game is so lucky to be so blessed with so many Indigenous players over so many years.
Yeah, you know, and we talked about this the other night as well, and you know, the history, obviously Artie, and you mentioned Larry Corro. You know, what a talk about try scorers. He did okay.
did
you know, and I can still remember guys, you know, Percy Knight, Steve Aller. He was one of my favourites.
Zip Zip.
Great player.
The Zip Zip man. So, yeah, look, plenty. And there's you know, I talk about the percentage of Indigenous players in the game today, and it's great to see. You know, with the recruiting and, you know, the boys can play rugby league.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Steve, I know people like yourself didn't and don't play the game for individual awards, but being named in Australia's Indigenous Team of the Century from 1908 to 2007, that must be right up there with everything you achieved in the game.
Yeah, it is. You know, it was very humbling, but you know, it's one of those things, and they do these things, but that is very special, I must admit, and you know, to see some of the players that are in that team, and you know, it's just an honour to even be thought about.
Hey, Pearl, obviously New South Wales is being picked at 6:30 tonight, Queensland tomorrow morning. Are you expecting any bolters? Have you got a rough side in your head that you think that Billy Slater might run with?
Yeah, look, I do. I think some of them, you know, even as they say, they pick themselves, especially with some of their form at the moment. I threw young Selwyn Cobbo. I mentioned him early about being in there, and then I sort of thought, oh, maybe 18, man if you're going to do anything. But, geez, on fire. He's very hard. It's just that experience side that he might not get over the line with that. But, you know, he'd be my only bolter. Him and Ruben Cotter. How good's he been going?
Yeah, absolutely. Good player. Yeah.
Sometimes with guys like Selwyn, Pearl, when they're young and they're in form and they're playing with so much freedom, you just think, you know what? Let them loose.
Mm. Exactly. And I think that's what they might go with. It'd be interesting to see. But, you know, obviously Xavier Coates is going well. I mean, if you look at the wingers, and, you know, I don't know what other people think about, but Corey Oates has had a great year.
Yeah.
Mm. And, you know, you've got to remember all that experience he's got. That's another thing. But it'll be interesting to see what they do there.
Well, the one player who will definitely be there is your number six, Cameron Munster. And I said to Dino earlier, Steve, any football team that's got Cameron Munster in it is going to be hard to beat. And he was in brilliant form in the Storms win over Manly on Thursday night. And he's the X Factor player for Queensland.
Yeah, he is. And we all know what he can do. And, you know, he obviously loves this time of the year as well. And, you know, he's the Melbourne have been going great. He's had some absolute blinders. And so, you know, he's obviously the pick there. And, you know, obviously, Daly Cherry Evans, skipper, obviously, I think. And I think we still always seem to have good backs. In a way, we're light on the centres. But I think Dane Gagai and Val Holmes, I think they're doing enough. Val Holmes had a really good year at centre.
And Gago is Superman when he puts on the Queensland jumper.
Well, you know what you're going to get from him, don't you?
He's unreal.
Hey, Pearl, I guess we have to ask you. It was a pretty unfortunate few days for the Broncos in terms of the Payne-Haas drama.
Yeah.
You know, personally, I made my thoughts clear earlier that I think it was a lack of respect from Payne to do that to his teammates, but that's just my opinion. Where do you stand on the situation?
Look, if that's the case and that was his words, and I haven't looked too far into it, but I'm hearing a lot about his new management. And when you see a lot of this come out in the media, I seem to think these days, half the time those boys wouldn't know too much about that. I think it's just managers who come out and say a lot of this stuff. And they sort of, but then the pressure gets heaped back on the player. And I think that's really unfortunate. You know, I know Payne loves to join here, and with things turning around and, at the club, I can see what his manager's trying to do, but it just doesn't paint Payne in a good light, does it?
No, yeah. and the crowd sort of booed him on Friday night, which was unfortunate, but...
Oh, I just don't like that. I was at the game, and I was a bit disgusted, to be honest. But that sort of thing, I thought, well, and look, footy fans, sometimes they have short memories, unfortunately, but he's carried us through the tough times. He's been our number one player.
Yeah. Well, on the positive side, Steve, you just mentioned the Broncos, you must be enjoying their revival. Five on the bounce now. They're going great under Kevy Walters, but also the Cowboys. I was at the Penrith game on Friday night, and I know that the scoreline says 22-0, but I mentioned to Dino earlier, the Cowboys weren't far off. They had much less ball, and their defence was fantastic in the second half when Penrith seemed to dominate territorially. It's great to see both teams in the top four going great guns for Queensland football.
Yeah, exactly. And this goes when they talk about Origin, when two of the three Queensland sides, and, you know, the coast are a little bit off the mark at the moment, are playing good footy. That all goes well for the Queensland Origin. So when you've got a lot of boys confident, Queensland is confident, and they're up around the top of the ladder, that means you're going to have a good Origin team.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Pearl, it might be a cliched question, but I'm just interested to know, who was the most natural player you played with or against? The bloke who you looked at and thought, you know what, this bloke was just born to play rugby league. Who would you pick?
Oh, you know what? I played schoolboys against him. When I was in the Queensland Open Schoolboys, and Brad Clyde.
Yeah, what a terrific answer.
What a player. Machine. And what an athlete.
Mm. Changed the way back rowers played, Pearl.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't. I got to play at every level with him. And as I said, I played against him when we were 17, and he was no different. He was an absolute standout and just a machine.
I always thought, Stephen, correct me if I'm wrong, that as good as Clyde he was, and he was one of my all-time favourites, that he probably just doesn't get that recognition in the highest echelon where I think he belongs.
Why is that?
Maybe injuries, potentially.
Well, why is that, Steve, do you think?
I'm not sure. I mean, you know, Clyde, in his personality-wise, was pretty quiet. I mean, but, you know, it, I don't know whether that had much to do with it. He stayed away from the media. I'm not sure. But, you know, he's such a lovely person as well. And but, yeah, I, like you, always rated him.
Yeah,
probably number one in that position. So I don't know what else went on there, especially with you know, his profile and that.
Laurie Daly always says he was the best player he ever played with, so that's a fair rap, I guess, Steve.
Yeah.
But the Broncos, Pearl, six in a row. I mean, are fans entitled to dare to dream, or are we just being a little bit premature?
Yeah, look, I think, especially, I'll go back to last week's game, and, you know, that was their fifth on the run, and that really sealed it for me, that they've really turned a corner. But, you know, I knew they had their other wins, but that one really confirmed to me that, you know, there's something happening there. There's a change, and they've really impressed me, the boys. And he looked even the other night, you know, with Friday night, you know, down 20 points, but they found their way back. And look, in the past, go back the last couple of years, they would have been like, I might give up, and they'll put the white flag up. You know, so they've turned a corner.
Yeah, and they're good to watch. So they play a good brand of footy. Hey, Steve, before I let you go, might be an unfair question, but double barrel one. Who wins the Origin Series? We might know the answer to that one. Who wins the 2022 Premiership?
Oh, look, I'll be brutal. I'll just say Penrith, because how good do they look, to be honest? I just think that this, playing so confidently, and we saw it with it. They played a good team in the Cowboys the other night. We thought on the scoreboard it might have been a bit closer, but what was that, 22-0? It was amazing.
Yeah.
You can't go past the Penny Panthers.
Yeah. And the Origin?
Queensland.
3-0 or 2-1?
No, 2-1.
2-1. Oh, okay.
I think we get to win it up here in Brisbane.
Pearl, you're softening.
Hey, a win's a win.
Exactly. Hey, Steve, look, it's a terrific honour to have you on the show from Indigenous Round, one of the all-time great rugby league players, one of the all-time great Indigenous players. And very best of luck with your Broncos and Queensland Origin. And I hope it's 2-1 the Blues.
Yeah, fair enough. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks a lot,
so much,
Steve.
There's the Pearl, Steve Renoff. What a player. Hey, Dino, I read out the Indigenous Australian Rugby League Team of the Century. I found it 1908-2007. Listen to these names. At fullback, Eric Sims. On the wing, Lionel Morgan and Dale Shearer. In the centres, the Pearl and Greg Inglis. Imagine that. Laurie Daly at 5'8". JT Jonathan Thurston is your number 7. The front row, Bacco Cochran. The great Artie Beetson. In the second row, Gordon Tallis and Sam Thiday. At lock, your man, the great Cliffy Lyons. On the bench, George Green, Wally MacArthur, Frank Fisher and John Ferguson. What a team, Dino.
Yeah, I know. And that's from 08 to 2007. Yeah, that's 15 years ago, Ray. So there's probably another five or six candidates who could charge into that side if they were to rename it today.
Yeah.
A wonderful, wonderful history with Indigenous players. We're so lucky, our game.